Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo!
What up?
What's happening? What's up, yo? I'm coming to you from my casita, and so is the Atlanta crew. And Heidi and Frank are out on vacay still, but you know what? Don't worry, we got you covered. Coming up, Anderson Cooper shares why he never thought he'd be a father, and we got a smash alert from a Black Lives Matter protest, and Portia talks to young activist Zoe Bambada. But yo, head crack, what you got first, brother?
Well, if you work on the Vanderpump rules, you about to lose your job. Seems like having a racist past is catching up with a lot of people in Hollywood now. Four stars from the show Vanderpump Rules have been fired after hateful actions and racist social media posts from the past have surfaced. Now, Bravo's Instagram post said, Bravo and Evolution Media confirmed today that Stassi Schroeder, Kristen Doty, Max Boyens, and Brett Caprioni will not be returning to Vanderpump Rules, and Needy Leaks commented, well, alrighty then. Wow. Now we have a few more questions to ask about in other areas where there's a major difference. Should we talk privately or publicly? Now, Faith Stau is the only black cast member to ever appear on the show. Recall that Stassi and Kristen called the cops on her for crimes another black woman committed. Now, after hearing that her former co-stars were fired, Faith said, I feel so vindicated that studios and production are able to see blatant racism and make these positive changes and help move the race forward, help with the fight forward. Now, wow. Portia, were you surprised that Bravo made such a bold move and so swift with it too?
Honestly, I wasn't that surprised because if you were online on any of the websites about Housewives or even on Bravo in the comments, people were in a total uproar about this. Like, the people were banding together and letting Bravo know that they wanted these people to be taken off of the show or either cancel the show. Mm. So I knew something was definitely going to be coming soon.
Now, Portia, do you have any idea what NeNe was referring to in her statement that she said, though?
You know what? I don't know. I definitely will be hitting her up to see. But, you know, I'm sure she's been on this network for a very long time. So, you know, whatever other injustices that she sees, she's very open about it. So I guess we'll see if it'll be in the public or whether it will be privately.
It's interesting because these folks have posted apologies on all their social media and Instagram, and people are just going in on them in the comments. So it's a wrap for them. It's over. It's done.
That's why it baffles me, like, why people don't scrub their entire social media history as soon as they get popping.
Okay.
Because there are people who will go to the bowels of Twitter, your very first tweet, and find something that you said and use it to end your whole situation.
You see all these white people now getting fired from their job for calling the police on black people for no reason at all. Like, it's dangerous to call the police on black folks, okay? That is a serious threat to weaponize the police like that.
Yeah, looks like the new Vanderpump Rules, no racist allowed. Good for them.
Good.
Yeah, good for them.
Okay, y'all, so a few other shows are changing as well as the entertainment industry works towards racial equality. Okay, the TV show Cops, which some people say glorify police behavior, was scheduled to start its 33rd season next week, but has been canceled. And HBO Max has announced that they're removing the movie Gone with the Wind because of its racist depictions, and it won't return until it can be presented with discussions of slavery that explain the historical content of this film. Now, this is after John Ridley, writer of 12 Years a Slave, asked HBO Max to take the film off their platform. And the Recording Academy has also announced that the Grammy Awards will stop using the word urban in its awards and language. But after changing some of its categories, it appears that there still will be a category called Latin Pop or Urban Album. Now, headcrack, Hattie McDaniel was the first black person to win an Oscar for her role in Gone with the Wind, and Cops has been on forever, so you think they're doing the right thing?
Yes for one, no for the other one. Like, with the whole thing with Gone with the Wind, yo, it's a monumental film, and yeah, there's some really uncool things happening in that movie, but you can't sweep stuff like this under the rug and act like it didn't happen. I'm not a fan of revisionist history. Sometimes you gotta show the mirror to the problem and show them what the problem was at one point in time. So,
and
the thing is, it opens up dialogue so people could talk about what was going on at that time.
Exactly.
Far as Cops, no one really wants to see that right now.
Right.
Anything, they need to make a new Police Academy movie.
There you go.
Because no one wants to see Cops in that light right now.
So, Chewy, do you think there's a reason for keeping the Latin Pop or Urban Album category, but removing the word urban from everywhere else?
I don't know. I guess it's okay to call Latinos urban or refer to us as urban. I don't know. I think that the Academy needs to worry about other things like making the show not boring. I've been to the Grammys many, many times.
Okay.
And I've actually fallen asleep in my seat.
Me too.
So I think the Academy needs to switch their energy and not make the show as boring because I always fall asleep. So switch it up and don't worry so much about the titles of categories. Y'all are putting your energy into wrong things. Straight up.
All right, Anderson Cooper recently revealed that he became a father for the very first time because of a surrogate. Well, Anderson and his son, Wyatt, are on the cover of People's Magazine for the first Pride issue, Gary.
Oh, yes,
this Friday. Now, in the magazine, yay, Anderson talks about being a dad and why he used to think he would never have that opportunity to be a father. He said, when I was 12 years old, I knew I was gay and thought about my life. It always upset me because I thought I will never be able to have a kid. This is a dream come true. Wow. Mm. So, Chewy, can you imagine, you know, because of whatever choices you make in your life that you would think that you wouldn't be able to be a father one day? Like, how would that make you feel?
I would be crushed if I knew I could never have children, man, because, you know, the baby is like your legacy living on, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I would be crushed, man, and congratulations to Anderson. I think the tax bracket he's in allows him to have the children and all the children he wants. Congratulations to him and his new family. I think it's a beautiful thing. Felicidades. And he's going to be a great dad. I've met Anderson. I've interviewed Anderson, and he's going to be a great dad, man. He's a good dude, so I can't wait. It's amazing. Congratulations to him.
He really is. Now, Gary, what do you think about this? Because this says that times are changing. Do you agree?
No. I mean, times are changing to an extent, but it needs to change all across the board. And if that's the case, then my thing is, since this is on a pride issue, they should have pride for all races, for African-Americans, for Hispanics, and everybody. They do magazines where they have three different issues. So you got Miss Anderson with her child. You can have an African-American couple that's getting married, because, you know, it's hard to see two African-American men marrying each other in this day and time. So that would be great to have that couple on it. And as for Latino, they should have at least a couple for them, you know, together. So you should make it across the board. So it's changing, but it's not changing completely, you know, for everybody. So that's just my thing. But congratulations.
But like what I said, Gary, it's like Anderson is a Vanderbilt. He's got money, bro.
Well,
he's got a lot of money.
His own damn magazine. Yeah. His mom was Gloria Vanderbilt. Hell, he should have had her one of them swans. We know she a Vanderbilt, honey. But anyway, all right, y'all. Up next, honey, we have a smash alert that involves a protest, and we'll explain. So don't go away. Dish
Nation. Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803. Alright, y'all, it's time for another Smash Alert. Now, this time we got our eyes on newly single Cole Sprouse and 18-year-old model Kaia Gerber. Now, of course, Kaia previously dated Pete Davidson, and Cole recently split from his Riverdale co-star Lily Reinhart, who just came out as bisexual. Now, Cole and Kaia were rumored to have hooked up months ago before he broke up with Lily, but now they've been spotted together at a Black Lives Matter protest along with some friends, and Kaia still has her arm in a cast like she did back when we did Thirst Trapping with the Stars a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's kind of cool to see see people out there being active, even during, like, you know, when it's supposed to be a date. Now, Gary, do you think a protest is a good place for Kaya and Cole to get to know each other with all those people around?
Yes, I think it's a good place. I need to start going out more while they're protesting, because you can meet people, and you're all out there for the same cause, and you get to talk about why you're out there. I think it's a good thing.
It's great.
I wish somebody would try to holler at me while I'm trying to protest.
Right.
That is so weird.
Right. You are such a distraction from the cause.
Be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel you with your cause or whatnot. You know, can we get to know each other? Like, what?
Yeah.
But, you know, if I saw somebody at a protest, I'd be like, yo, they have a good heart. They're about something.
Yes.
They stand for something. Like, they have morals. Like, I'm for that. Like, if I saw you, I'd be like, what's up?
Nah, Chewy, you know what? If you see somebody at a protest and you think about hollering at them, you done seen they fat booty or you done seen they breasts because they face covered up. And you can't see or hear nothing.
Right.
So stop.
If you're protesting, you're in a certain mood. You're in Black Lives Matter mood. You're in fight the power mood. You ain't like, hey, boo, what are you talking about?
All right, y'all. With all the social distancing, it is really hard for people to find a good hairstylist. But 3-year-old Sienna Wilson is not having that issue, baby, because she had her father, quarterback Russell Wilson, do her hair, honey.
Ooh,
and Sienna, her mother, posted the video with this caption: my beautiful black man and my beautiful black princess, worship and hairstyling Sunday. Aww.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
You got skills.
So, Brad, do you think that Russell is setting an example for other fathers to be more involved with their little girl?
Absolutely. All fathers need to know how to do their daughter's hair and make it cute. It ain't got nothing to do with breaking a man law. It is loving on your daughter and making her look cute. That's how I feel.
See, she was not playing about her hair. She didn't trust it all the way. She never did move her hand. She was like, let me make sure your placement is good.
Right.
Let me make sure you got my little bow right.
Too cute.
So, Chewy, do you think that he's pretty much helping her out? Because, you know, she's big-time pregnant now, like almost about to deliver their third child. So is he just taking some of the load off of Sierra?
Absolutely. I think that's definitely a role that the father has to play in. You know, while your wifey is pregnant, you just have to take a lot of things off the table, off of her plate, you know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to have kids, you know, to just be doing that, combing hair and cooking and cleaning and then just playing with them.
Don't forget getting cussed out.
Yes.
Running up and down the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Don't forget that side.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's dinner time.
All right, ladies, we all want to have healthy hair, right? But hair dye, heat styling, and harsh cotton towels can damage your hair. Well, check this out. Studio Dry Oil-Infused Hair Turbans provides a nourishing hair-drying experience. You get a 3-pack of turban hair towels infused with keratin oil, coconut oil, and argan oil.
Oh, Brad, these are super cute. Tell me more, girl.
Well, Portia, the natural essence of these oils are infused with the fabric. This helps add shine, revitalize split ends, and improve moisture retention. The turbans soak up more water than regular cotton towels do, and they're easy to roll up and just pack away.
All right now, Brad, so how much are they?
Well, Gary, this 3-pack of turban hair towels can cost as much as $51. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $19.
Ooh!
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, up next, I'll be talking with activist Zoe Bambara, so don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I am super excited. Today, I am joined by Zoe Bambara, and she has been on the front lines for Black Lives Matter movement here in Atlanta, Georgia. One of the protests that you did the other day was the Justice for Us protest, and I'm super excited to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I was just saying, it was just a coincidence that I'm interviewing you today because I had the pleasure and the honor to be at your protest here in Atlanta.
Yes, the Black Women March.
Yes. So, you know, you're only 19 years old and you have been put in a position to lead this big movement here in Atlanta. What would you say is your driving force behind you taking that type of position?
I'm going to go back to why I did the Justice for Us March at Centennial, because I was seeing a lot of posts about George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, things like that. But it seems like Breonna Taylor we only talked about it for a couple of days and then it just disappeared. So I was like, I need to do something. So I looked up marches that were happening in Atlanta, didn't see any. I asked a couple people on Twitter if they wanted to help me organize. And that's what happened. And that was my, Breonna Taylor was definitely my driving force.
You know, we're trying to invoke real change in this Black Lives Matter movement. So what type of laws do you think need to be implemented for that change to really happen?
Well, this system was never meant for us to prevail anyway. So I don't think there's anything we need to add. I think we just need to redo the whole thing, if we're being honest, because the Constitution wasn't written for us. Back then, we were only seen as 3/5 of a person. So that, we just need to dismantle the whole system and build it up again. I think the younger generation really needs to get out there more. And I think it starts with schooling, you know, teaching people about certain mayors. And we've had, I think, 6 Black mayors in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I only knew about maybe 2 because I didn't learn about that in school. And it's sad that the only thing we learn in school is slavery. Like, that's the only thing we contributed to America, and that's not the case.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And listen, sister, you are amazing. You are a force to reckon with. Go ahead and tell everybody where we can follow you on social media, and also tell us what else you have coming up.
So you can follow me on Instagram, COBAMBARA, so Bambara. Right now, I'm working on a few more protests. I want to do something for Juneteenth as well. I'm working with a local artist, and we're going to try to do like a music festival slash rally for the people that want to come out and just be together, be peaceful, eat like that, because that's what's really important as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I'm working on. That's something that's like a dream of mine anyway, to be involved in something like that. So.
Okay. Well, awesome. That is all good, all amazing. And again, thank you so much for joining us here at Dish Nation. Guys, make sure you keep up with Zoe. She is doing so many, many major things. Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, y'all, looks like Pornhub is showing their support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, they released this photo saying, "We commit to stand in solidarity and take action with the Black community as they demand justice." That's why from June 6th to 12th, only Ebony videos will be available on our site.
All right.
Hashtag Black Thighs Matter.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of celebrities who were ready to put their activist fist to use, if you know what I mean.
Oh!
even Monica's 12-year-old son, Romello, he was amped up. He posted under Ludacris's post, "Wow." I mean, and then Monica jumped in, his mom, and said, "Romello, sit this one out, son."
Wow.
But,
this is grown folks talk right here. Don't you get in this?
Well, for all you people who were ready to fight the power down south, the post was fake and Now, Brad, how do you think Monica handled her son in this situation?
It was cute to me. I liked it. Like, sit this one out, son, instead of being like, "Boy, you better get your ass off this." You know, instead of, you know.
Yeah, she could tell him that now, in public, but that little teenage boy gonna do what he gonna do now.
You kinda can't stop him with the way social media is today.
We said the way to my grandma went to bed and hold her antenna just right.
Wow.
So that the little snow can move out the way enough for us to see the nastiness, yo.
Me too, boy. See? That's what we did. That's what we did too.
I will take his telephone from him because he does not need that phone to be watching it. Because when you do stuff like that, that's not, you can't see Jesus' face with that, so no.
I'm actually on there now, and just because of my search history, it is true.
Wait, sir, you do not need to do research right now on Pornhub.
Hey, this is for the show, okay, Porsche?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.